SBS Filipino.
We are here at the Gold Coast at the home of Butch Montserrat, a well-esteemed Filipino producer and composer. Good afternoon, Butch. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview.
Oh, good afternoon to you, and thank you for coming. It was a long trip for you, coming all the way from Brisbane.
Oh, absolute pleasure. It was a good trip. A lovely home.
Thank you. Yeah, I moved here in 2001. And yes, it is a lovely home. We're very, very happy here. I came here in 2001. As you know, I was born in the Philippines. I left the Philippines in 1984, just before the revolution. The family migrated to the United States. I lived in Los Angeles for 5 years. After 5 years, I moved to Vegas for 1 year because I worked with Anthony Castello and Rebecca Godinez. I worked as their band manager there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 1 year contract with a hotel. And after that, I moved to San Francisco.
I see.
Yeah.
So you moved to Australia from San Francisco.
San Francisco, yes.
Okay.
I met my wife in San Francisco. She was supposed to move to San Francisco, but she said, before I do that, why don't you come to Australia and have a look? And I've always been a city boy. I've always loved San Francisco, the city. So coming here was a shock to me because it was suburban. So it was very, very different way of life, very slow. And I just fell in love with it. And I said, no, this is the place for me.
People might be much more familiar with the name Butch Montserrat when it's attached to the classic Filipino song Umagang Kay Ganda, which I believe is being used as a jingle for one of the morning shows back home.
Yes.
And this year is marks the 40th year. It was released in 1978, so it marks the 40th year from when it was released. How do you remember 1978 when you released that song?
I actually wrote that song in 1975.
Okay.
The original version is in English.
Is that right?
Yes. Okay. In fact, Martin Nievera recorded it in English.
Was it ever released?
Yes.
Oh.
It's in fact, I'll have you listen to it. It's a jazz. He did it a jazz style, but there was the Metropop, the second Metropop, and they said I should enter the song, but they wanted it in Tagalog. And so the song was translated into a Tagalog version.
Yes, that's right. It's been remade how many times? It's been done by at least six different artists.
The song has been recorded by, I think there are 10 different versions of Umagang Kay Ganda.
Okay.
I know that Bamboo did it and Side A did it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Louis Reyes and somebody else also did it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different versions. I just had a lucky break with Umagang Kay Ganda. It didn't win the second Metropop, but it got so much airplay that it opened doors for me. Gave me the opportunity to be able to work with so many different artists like Haji Alejandro, Kule Desma, and all these people. And it was a thrill. At that time, I remember spending nights in a recording studio just working on a song, and it's just a life. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, Kule Desma is certainly one of my most favorite Filipino singers. What was it like working with such high-caliber artists like
Well, Kule Desma is a perfectionist, and that makes your life easier in a sense that she's not happy until she's happy. So you're stuck there working on it until it's perfect.
Mm.
And when we worked on her movie, Tinimbang Ang Langit, where I did the soundtrack, a lot of hits came from that album. And we shared a lot of experiences for a long time. I worked with a lot of different songwriters as well, like George Canseco.
Yes. Yeah.
Who I worked with for Sana and so many others. It was a thrill.
I was on the train listening to some of your hits, and one of my most favorite songs of yours was Changes. And I remember seeing it being sung by Carlo Martinez on TV.
What happened there was after Umagang Kay Ganda, the calls started coming in.
Mm.
What would happen is I'd actually be writing, and at the same time, calls would be coming in. And the first call that came in was the New Minstrels, who wanted to record two songs. And this was through Babes Conde. That's how the thing developed. And so I wrote I Don't Love You Anymore and Smile for the New Minstrels.
Yes.
And that was a side A and a side B. And it's very rare to have two hits on one single. That was the next two songs that came out after Umagang Kay Ganda. And from there, I wrote Changes for Carla Martinez, which was used as a theme song for a movie. I wish I could remember the title of the movie, but my memory fades me at this stage.
But you discovered Carla Martinez and gave her that song.
Yes, I did. It was her husband who came to me and said, you know, my wife's a singer. Can you give her a break with a song or something? It so happened that I had written the song Changes for this movie. It was a perfect opportunity for Carla because she's a fantastic singer.
She is, yes.
She's incredible, and I love her dearly. So she gave it a shot, and the song is history.
Well, what inspired you to write that song?
Anything could inspire me. Rain, a mood, anything that comes to mind. A lot of people think that these songs are true to my life, and they're not really. They're just figments of my imagination. Something might trigger a phrase or a sentence or poetry or something, and before you know it, I'm off on a tangent writing lyrics or a melody to it.
So when you write songs, do you start with the music first, or do you start with the lyrics first?
Again, it varies.
Okay.
That's the reason I love collaborations. I work with a lot of collaborators like Jerry Durier, who's an incredible lyricist based in the United States. I work with Teresa Curatolo, who's another great lyricist. People like Lendante Clarino and so many others. They give me inspiration because they may have a set of lyrics that can inspire me, or they may hear a melody that I've written and say, you know what? What about this concept for that song? And then they themselves go off on a tangent and start writing. And that's the beauty. People like Obet Rivera, who's based in Singapore, and he's my guitar player with my band. Yeah, so working with them, it just gives you a thrill.
I suppose, that brings me to my next question. How different is it to be working and collaborating with people now as to how you worked with various musicians before?
Well, before I used to meet with people face-to-face when we would collaborate. In this day and age, I do everything over the internet.
Right. Yeah.
And this is my advocacy now, is I formed this band called In the Philippines Band. My guitar player, Obet Rivera, is in Singapore. My bass player, Nolit Abanilla, is in Manila. And my drummer is in Laguna. We've never actually met. Okay. All we do is we do everything over the internet.
Oh, it's funny. It reminds me of the story of Elton John and his collaboration with his lyricist.
Because
they've never really met. You know, back in the 70s, they would just write letters to each other.
That's right.
He would do the music, and then he would send it, and then that's when he writes the songs.
That's right. It's a very interesting process.
Well, I understand it's become a bit easier to collaborate. But what do you think are the other challenges that established and emerging artists face in the current climate that we have in the music industry?
Let me tell you about the music industry in the Philippines. Instead of moving forward, it's going backward is the problem. And of course, the labels, the record labels and the TV stations, and none of them will agree to it. But the problem is the Philippines, in my opinion, the Philippines is becoming like what Hollywood was in the 40s and the 50s, where artists and songwriters are owned by the production company. And the production company in the Philippines now consists of a publishing department, a record label, a television station, maybe a radio station, all tied up into one. So what happens is they contract artists, they tie up artists who they record with, which pretty much means that they have to promote those particular people in their roster.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of independent songwriters have a difficult time finding a way to get in. There's no real venue for them. They have a lot of song competitions in the Philippines, but a lot of those song competitions also have a catch to it, in the sense that you might end up not owning your song. It annoys me. It really frustrates me more than anything else.
As a musician, what sort of best practices that you think we have here in Australia that Filipino creative professionals can learn from? Paano ba tayo makakasuporta sa mga musicians na who want to actually do this full-time and make a livelihood out of it?
Well, I think you, as a radio station, you have a lot of responsibility. You have an opportunity to help these guys. And especially if there was a way to connect all the digital radio stations, especially, sort of unite to be able to push or promote an independent artist, that would be a fantastic way. The point is, that there's a way to be able to promote it, since they will not be able to promote it in the Philippines. They're not going to get anywhere in the Philippines at this stage.
What is your advice to all the Australian Filipino musicians here? What do you think should stand as an inspiration, and knowing that there's so many challenges now in the music industry? What do you say to them listening right now?
I just say, first of all, you know, don't try to be a star. Don't try to create an image that is not really who you are. Even when you write music, because most artists these days write their own stuff. Even when you write your music, be true to yourself. If that is your genre, stick to that genre. Don't try to do something that is not you. Unless you're true to yourself and concentrate on your craft as a songwriter and as a singer, perfect that voice. Forget about how you look or how people perceive you. Just be true to yourself in writing and in performing.
Very wise words. Butch Montserrat, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor meeting you.
It was my pleasure.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.